Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, now also at 70th and Pioneers. And what do we have today for Barry Pepper? Steve Schindler over there in Creighton.
Barry Pepper.
It's Barry Pepper days. We've talked about the Barry Pepper yesterday. So yesterday was a big day of getting everything put. You guys saw me sent the video.
Oh, I saw the video.
How to eat the berry pepper. I sent that to you.
Didn't see the video.
It was in the group chat. In the group chat. I responded to it. I saw it.
So Steve will not be in today.
What?
We will not be able to reach him. It's cleanup crew day. He'll be out driving the giant street sweeper. He'll be driving the street sweeper around Creighton to make sure the town is tidied up.
Really?
Like they're expecting. It's their 150 year. They're expecting like 8,000 to 9,000 people. It's their 150 year anniversary, the 150 for Creighton.
Really?
They call it bicentennial. Is that what they called it?
Well, the bi would be, I think that would be your 200.
No,
isn't it?
No, I think bi would be is half.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
Someone confirm is bicentennial 150. Could someone help me out? I don't think I'm crazy on that, but sorry to interrupt that.
No, you're fine.
I think bicentennial is 150.
I don't know either.
So he's driving one of those
street sweepers.
All day?
Arm outside the window.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it take all day in Creighton?
All day, up and down every street, every day.
Hit him a few times.
Got a cigar. Oh, yeah.
Need the cigar. Like
now, if you want to do banking, you can reach him. But he's not going to come off. He's not getting out of the machine. He's in there for probably 8 hours. Just bathroom breaks only.
He's white collar and blue collar.
He does everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was wrong. It was 200.
That's
200.
Something in Beatrice once said bicentennial. I thought it was 150 there. So maybe it's a Beatrice problem. So
sounds like it.
But I guess it's 200 per Corey and Bill. He was right. Yes.
Yeah, okay. The big day again in
Creighton. Street sweeper.
Yeah, street sweeping right there in Creighton. And so, big day for them. Barry Peppers are prepared. They're ready to go. People are starting to ascend on the town. They start to ascend today.
I will tell you that people were taken by the Barry Pepper.
Strawberry soda and Dr. Pepper syrup, which you can get on Amazon in 5-gallon jugs.
If you recall in the group chat, I found strawberry soda at Hy-Vee.
Yes, you did.
I saw
there was a 2-liter bottle. Was incredible.
I didn't miss all of this.
Yeah, I don't know. You weren't responding for a while. Yeah. You must have been checked out or something yesterday.
Okay. I missed all of
it. I sent a 2-liter bottle of strawberry soda, the Hy-Vee brand, and there's also a Crush strawberry soda.
Yes. Okay.
12 packs.
Yes. So you can get it.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to say this. I'm getting a 12-pack of strawberry soda to have in my fridge at all times.
Good idea.
If someone stops by right there. Hey, want a strawberry soda? Got one right here.
Good idea. It'll taste good in the summer.
Oh, it tastes really good.
With ice.
Yes. Let me get a grape, too.
I'm not. Yeah. Okay.
Knee-high.
I'd go no crushed ice on that. I'd go cubes.
Cubes. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. That's a cube. Yeah. It's a cube. Crushed ice. No.
Crushed ice is lame.
Yeah. Ooh.
Always cube.
Yeah. I like cubes.
Our fridge back here has the option in the back of cubed or crushed. I've never in my lifetime ever chosen crushed.
Interesting.
If I did, if it was by mistake, it was a terrible mistake. Always cubed.
Hmm.
You know what I have an infatuation with? I'll hit on real quick.
Yeah, please.
Styrofoam.
That is a weird
styrofoam.
That's a strange fascination.
Styrofoam is the most amazing. They have it that now. They have it here, and it's caught up to Nebraska. But it started out when I was recruiting Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And every place you went into had styrofoam cups because it was just so hot all the time.
Yeah.
And then here you, the fact that you get like plastic ones that it wouldn't hold. Now you can get them. But the
styrofoam.
The power of styrofoam is unreal.
Is
it? You can leave a drink in your car, get out, go do things, come back an hour later, everything's still fine.
Okay.
The power of styrofoam.
Okay, good.
It amazes me.
Noted.
When you have a chance to get the cup, get the styrofoam cup.
Okay. Noteworthy, a branch off from yesterday. I guess Missing Tooth Greg said you can get cherry Dr. Pepper syrup that you could put on ice cream. And that sounds amazing to me.
That doesn't sound amazing to me, but I like that they have the product.
It sounds like I would like to put it on vanilla ice cream. Cherry Dr. Pepper syrup.
That's one I don't get the alternate. Yeah. I get the regular Dr. Pepper, and that's all. I don't need, you know, cherry or strawberry Dr. Pepper. Just keep it as is. Regular
but
DP.
But it's syrup that you can put on ice cream.
I know. If Fansville doesn't do cherry Dr. Pepper. Yeah. They're doing Dr. Pepper.
I like cherry
Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. I do like it. In a weak moment, I will get it. Mm. I mean, I'll just say I'm getting this sleeve of Oreos, double stuff, and I'm getting a Dr. Pepper, and that's it.
That's it.
And I'm going to drive, and it's going to be a great drive.
It's going to be a great drive. You're happy.
You know it's going to be a great drive with that.
A sleeve.
Absolutely.
Every time you say the word a sleeve, I get excited.
Thanks to Steve Schindler for always helping out with Hour 2 of Midwest Bank and for him cleaning up the streets of Creighton today.
Driving the sweeper.
If he drove a sweeper down O Street, the toilet paper would
get all caught
away.
Up. We
had a question on that from Brad at the Baldwin Shop who's chiming in while probably working right now. He says, do they use tar and toilet paper on the streets in Creighton?
No, they're not. They're not that. They're not up to speed with that.
Freaked out.
They're way ahead. That no one does that. You guys are ahead of times.
It's interesting that nobody notices it. I've just noticed it. I mean, maybe Brad would say they just started doing it this year. I've never noticed it till right now. And if nobody said anything, I probably wouldn't have noticed it. There's toilet paper all over the street. Yeah. I mean,
there's a guy with a roll.
It's supposed
of
to
it.
Be there.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be there. This is not some sort
it's
of.
It's act. Intentional. It's
when that guy woke up, he knew for the day. He goes, "I'm for 8 hours, I'm doing toilet paper on the street.
On the tar.
On the tar.
Yes.
Okay. Football talk.
Yes. Hey, before that, one second.
Sports.
Hang on.
Oh, whoa.
Tiger update.
Have we seen the coyote? The angry.
This is, as Sip said, a Tiger update. Tiger Woods birdied the first hole at Pinehurst U.S. Open. He's 1 under par.
Means he's leading the tournament.
Through two, he's not leading. He's one back of someone named Logan McAllister. I've never heard of Logan McAllister. One of those probably late.
Yeah.
Club pro.
Could be a qualifier here.
Out of Des Moines.
Maybe, possibly. But Tiger Woods is off to a good start through two holes. Yeah. 1 under par. I showed Sip the birdie putt. He made about a 12-foot slider. So Tiger's off to a good start.
12-foot slider.
There you go in Pinehurst.
12-foot slider.
There's your update. Football news, 464-5685, call or text as always. I saw some intel yesterday regarding Nebraska football.
This is interesting.
Some struggles of the past. This is for years now in terms of in big games. My question is it too much for Husker fans to ask for one upset from their team in a college football season, because a look at their performances in such games might indicate that is too much to ask for. Since 2011, Nebraska football in games they were 7-plus point underdogs.
Dogs.
Are 1-29. The one win is when Bill led Nebraska to a nice win in 2022 at Iowa. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, a wonderful win that was. Obviously, that's the only time they've won, though, in the last 13 years as a 7
that's an incredible
plus
stat.
Point
it
underdog.
Is. It
that's
is.
An incredible
even
stat.
The Michigan State game when they won in 2015, they were actually only 4.5 point dogs in that game. And that was the undefeated team coming in.
Yeah, they weren't big dogs. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say, except it's just sort of depressing.
It is depressing.
You think you could just steal a couple.
You got a great home crowd. It should help out in some of these games, right?
I guess. I mean,
on paper right now, is there two games only? Ohio State, for sure, and then maybe USC.
Possibly.
We don't know when we get to it.
Yeah,
you can tell
right now,
they will be more than 7 at Ohio State. You can write that one
absolutely.
Down. That's a given.
That's a guarantee.
USC, you don't really know where they're at. But probably that. So the two games, everyone else, they're either going to be favorites or it's going to be a 2 or 3 point.
Right. Yep.
There's only going to be two opportunities this year.
Right. So sometimes you don't get many opportunities, but Now, the home field advantage thing has seemingly dissipated greatly, right?
There's been some rough losses here. Troy, Northern Illinois has come to Lincoln and won on this field in the past 10 years.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of examples.
They keep going and going.
Right. I mean, that's the one.
Georgia Southern.
There's a lot of disturbing elements to Nebraska's struggle in recent years, or just if you just want to say a quarter century. And that's one of them. The home field advantage isn't profound. I don't know what the record is at night. It's probably more profound at night. But it's not a huge advantage. Right?
No, it's not.
You can't say that it is. I'd like to. You can't. 1-29 in games you're +7 underdog. Is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think you get one or two. The Iowa win was incredible, by the way.
That was an awesome win on the road.
It was incredibly surprising, I thought. And, yeah, I give Bill's defense a lot of credit. This is strange. This will be strange. I give Whipple a lot of credit, too.
Yeah, did a nice job.
It went deep with Palmer.
Whipple just said, we're going to air it out.
Well, he got hurt early that game,
Cooper
right?
Cooper DeJean got hurt. I think they're going after him too. Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know what do you think?
Well,
Jake?
It's just it points
you're very
out the
emotional
frustrations
about these
of
things.
Nebraska because
fandom, which is one of our favorite things we love about Jake.
I know,
I'm a
incredible
fan.
Fandom.
Yes, it should not be this kind of stat. Obviously, you're an underdog for a reason, but
right.
Vegas gets it wrong a lot, right? They're not.
Oh,
perfect.
It happens all the time.
1-29 says they're never wrong about Nebraska. And Nebraska fans are betting it. They're making a fortune off Nebraska fans. They think, hey, this is the time we get the upset. Nope. 1-29.
No, it's depressing.
In 13 years.
It's like a stat you'd apply to a bad Rutgers program, but when they're bad. Or a bad Kansas program when they were bad. When you think about the bad programs, that's the kind of stat this is. But you're applying it to Nebraska, which is it's depressing. I don't even know if I like to
especially
talk
when
you're
about talking it. 7 points.
Can't we talk about Barry, Dr. Pepper?
Well, this is a good point.
Yeah, 7 points.
It wasn't. It's not.
It's not 29.
Not 29. No, it's 7.
These are winnable games.
Right.
Jeff, the texter, says, more alarming is we've been a 7-point dog or more over 30 times in 13 years. That speaks to the state of the program as well.
Yeah, state of the program. State of the program.
That's correct. It's a good job by the by the texter.
But it's as heavy Bill, conversation.
As you said, this year, two games max, you're going to be 7-plus dogs. Ohio State for sure, and USC maybe.
Maybe.
Other than that,
could be a 6.5 easily game at that time.
Yes, it
Nebraska
could.
Playing well. And going to USC, that's not like going to some – you're not going to LSU at a night game.
No, USC's projected like an 8-4 type team. You know?
It'll all be about on that particular game, does USC want to play or not? Because they'll have some
– Mid-November.
They could be disinterested with everything. And I heard – I listened to a show the other day. They're like, Lincoln Riley, hot seat.
Really? Well, they went 8-5 last year, right?
It was 8-5 and didn't look good.
Pretty sure they're 8-5 last year.
I think you're right, Ned.
With the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. I mean, he won the year before.
They have they have an all-new defensive staff. Yeah. Danton Lynn, have you heard of him?
Came from UCLA.
Right. So, and it's an all-new defensive staff. and I think they feel that there's, well, who knows, but the writer I talked to out there said there's a level of competency now that reminds of the Pete Carroll days, which the comment's probably a little premature. Mm,
that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Premature, yeah. But we'll see. I mean, the issue has been defense. The issue has not been offense. They were the number two offense in the country last year.
Even they're number two.
Yeah.
Think about that, number two, and they got beat five times.
Yeah.
And they got beat, and it was ugly. There were some ugly losses.
I'm going to say off the top of my head, and I was looking at them the other day, I think they averaged 43 points a game last year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's
pretty Lincoln good. Lincoln Riley. I mean, he's the offense.
Score.
Yeah. The offense is going to be fine. But yeah, we don't know about the defense.
But in terms of even, you know, for this terrible stat for Nebraska this year at home, you don't have a chance to have that. I mean, the Colorado game is your marquee home game, but you're going to be a favorite in that game.
Ooh, are they?
I think they are right now.
They're 6.5 point
are
favorites early.
As
of a couple weeks ago,
they lost 36-14 last year.
Nebraska's a 6.5 point early favorite against Colorado.
I heard something I thought would be interesting to talk about: college football and sports yesterday.
Sport.
The number one team bet on right now, as far as, so the win total for Colorado is 5.5.
Okay.
They have received the most bets for over, and they have received the most bets for under.
Oh, really?
Both. On both sides, they've received the most money bet on any team to go over their win total at 5.5, and they've also received the most losses.
What would drive you to bet the over on that? Shadoo Sanders.
What's their number again?
It would be at 5.5.
5.5.
If you can pull their thing up,
their schedule,
yep. Jake. I'm just, that's my.
There is no
way. I'm not sure what would interest me more than just looking at schedules.
There's no way I would bet the over on Colorado. Why would you even bet?
The first four games is where it all lies. They're at North Dakota State.
Here, I got it. Yeah. North Dakota State on a Thursday in Boulder. Then they're at Nebraska. Then they're at Colorado State.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And then they host Baylor.
Oh,
so they could. So yeah. I mean, in their mind, they're 4-0. Thinking we could be 4-0.
Yeah,
they could be. If they get to four, they're going to get to their six somehow. And give us like the last six.
Well, then they go to UCF after Colorado game. Then they host Kansas State, who could be a playoff team, as we saw yesterday from Andy Staples. Then they're at Arizona.
Tough game.
They host Cincinnati, who's
nothing.
That should be winnable.
They can win that one.
Yeah. At Texas Tech, winnable.
Tough win.
Yep.
Tough win, I'd say.
They host Utah, probably a loss in that one, at Kansas, and then they close out against Oklahoma State in Boulder. Hmm. So
the first four games tell you everything.
Yep.
If they come out of that in 2-2, over.
Over. Won't get to 5-5.
No. At Colorado State's where it's kind of where their game, where it hinges.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a freak show that was last year.
It was, yeah. That was a crazy, crazy, crazy game.
Yeah. Norvell was popping off, which he never pops off.
Very odd.
Yeah, it was.
Very odd for
out of character.
Out of character for, if it's, like you said, pop off, had things to say. You know,
he kind of popped off. I love Jay.
Yeah.
Jay Norvell is the guy who used to look at me after his media appearances and say, did I do a good job of not saying anything? I mean, he was proud of it.
How'd you respond to that?
Yeah, great job. I didn't even write anything down.
Just kind of,
he'd be great. Ben would love to cover him. Ben would love to cover him.
No need for a pen.
No need for a pen.
Nope.
No need for anything.
Hi, Ben.
Hey. Just wake him up.
Ben.
He's talking to Bella.
He's chatting with Bella.
Yeah, he's talking to Bella.
With the
Bella.
Youngsters.
The kids.
Chopping it up.
Chopping it up.
Talking listen, about young
listen
people.
Listening to
things.
Carly Simon.
What are you getting on Uber Eats tonight? Paying $17. A little high. A little we can high. Do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bella.
Before we get to break, a quick plug for the potential mayor and governor of Nebraska, Scott Miller, Lincoln Industries.
Mills.
You're looking for a job that feels like family? Join them at Lincoln Industries, where tradition meets innovation. They're a family-owned, privately held manufacturing company with a passion for excellence and a commitment to the community. They have openings on all shifts in their two locations in Lincoln. So apply today and be part of something special at Lincoln Industries, lincolnindustries.com.
Mills is in Croatia.
What?
Right now, the future mayor and future governor is in Croatia right now because he wanted to go there to study advanced manufacturing.
You're kidding.
Advanced manufacturing.
It's
so it's a work trip. He's in Croatia. He's traveling.
Croatia.
Yeah, he's traveling around and he's learning more about manufacturing. He's never off. He's like an assistant football coach. Scott Miller is never off. You imagine that? It's like, hey, do you want a vacation? No big deal. I'm going to go to Croatia instead, and I'm going to work at how to make Lincoln Industries better. That's what we're going to do.
Make himself better.
Make himself better. Make everyone better around him. That's what he was as a player at Nebraska Wesleyan.
So is he bucking for the governorship or the mayorship?
Both.
Both. Okay. Remember, we talked about simultaneous. Remember, you said, does he have it in him? Does he have the whatever? What was the word you used?
Does he have the cachet?
No, not the chops.
You
said the chops.
Does he have the chops?
To do both. So right now, it's up. It's going to be the first time ever that someone is the mayor of Lincoln and the governor of the state of Nebraska.
How's that work?
I don't know, but he's going to be busy.
And also running Lincoln Industries. Also, yes.
Oh, he'll keep running Lincoln Industries. He'll never walk away from that. And remember, when you sign up the first week, you're off. The first week is vacation, paid vacation.
That's amazing.
So when you start when do we start? I'm going to start on July 14th. That's fine. The first week, don't show up and you get paid.
The youngsters will like that.
They'll like that. Yeah, they're right up in their wheel.
They got a second week, too.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, I want my mayor and my governor to be worldly.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Scott Miller's
there. He's going to bring things back. He's probably going to bring maybe some sort of Croatian restaurant.
Okay.
That might bring that to the Haymarket.
Some cuisine from Croatia.
Cuisine. Yeah, why would he not?
Yeah, like the quiche place on the 27th and O.
Yeah.
Quiche.
Yes.
In case you get hungry while you're cruising. Whip in some, get some quiche.
Stop and bring some quiche in the middle of Lincoln. O Street.
It's attached to a hotel.
That's a motel. All right. What a spot that is. Thanks to Lincoln Industries.
I got poured a drink on my head at that motel in college.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Let's talk about that.
That's a tease.
Let's not get into that. What are we
doing
next?
I like it better when you had your shirt off at the liquor store. That was better.
When we come back.
What are we doing next?
Bill's Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
It's
next on an early break on The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.